Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He is, without a doubt, one of our best guests, one of our most popular guests, my friend. The former St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson is here. Okay, Blair, you can play the game. Keep the song up just for a second, Dave. Blair, every day Dave Harrigan comes up with his own bumper music theme. Okay, so after listening to this song, do you have any guess what the bumper music theme might be today?
Well, it's got to be Beyonce.
It is not. I'll give you a little extra clue.
I think I know. Can I guess first?
You may. Go ahead.
This is related to our last topic of the players on the special teams on the kickoff return staying in their lane on the left side of the field. To the left. To the left. Come on. What about that one?
You're very close.
Oh,
okay.
Shoot.
I missed the reference. I was going with the artist, Chad, and not the reference. I'm sorry. I missed that.
But I didn't quite get it.
Well,
so
we had to the left. You heard to the left in this song. The first song we played. The lyrics, "She's so high." This is all an ode to the Vikings passing game. High, left,
oh.
Here, low.
Oh,
we'll
JJ
hear
cheap shots. That's our bumper music.
No, I said
today.
You'll hear about drops too. We'll hear them all afternoon.
But Chad, you could take that a couple of ways because I'm sorry, my Lions. Jared Goff looked like he was high last night.
He was.
What? I don't know.
What was that, man?
Yeah, it was a mess. So.
That was a bad, bad pass interference call, though, late in the game.
It was, but for the first time, I got mad at Dan Gamble because we should have put points on the board. We knew. I'm sorry. I don't mean to digress, but the win, all of that, and going for it on fourth down all the time is just not – screw the analytics. We should have put points on the board. And that game would have been a little bit closer. But, yeah, that was a terrible call at the end. But I don't know that it would have mattered, right? The way our defense showed up, but our offense stayed at home.
Yeah, I would say, and then we'll get to police matters, but in the NFC, we have – don't we have three teams above everybody else? We have the Eagles. I still include your Lions and the Rams. Maybe Seattle, but – Darnold had the four INTs yesterday, which kind of is alarming. He's played great, though, outside of that. Are you with me on those three teams? Am I missing anybody? I don't think Green Bay's on that mix.
No, I agree. I think Sam Darnold just had a bad day. I don't know if that's a bad sign, as they would say on one of the shows on one of the networks. I'm not going to name them because we're on your network.
Yeah.
But, I like my Lions as well, but you know what I'm thinking, and I hope – honestly, because Matt Stafford showed up for us for all those years when he was getting pounded. I hope the Rams win the Super Bowl again if my Lions don't.
What?
If my Lions don't.
Yeah.
Because Matt Stafford showed up for us for years with nothing to work with. And he's already won one.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm going to root for anybody in the NFC other than my Lions, it'll be for the LA Rams because of Matt Stafford.
All right,
and he still has a strong presence in Detroit.
Oh, I believe it.
He does.
Let's get to three important police matters with you. This is Blair Anderson, the former St. Cloud police chief. All related to MPD, but all stories you're very familiar with. So KSDP had a story. I want to give them credit about the clearance rate with the Minneapolis Police Department in relation to various charges. The MPD had the highest rate with domestic assaults, clearing nearly 80% of the cases, followed by homicide at nearly 30%. Sadly, 335 criminal sexual conduct cases had a 20% clearance rate. This is related to 2024. To the surprise of no one, some of the folks from the police are pointing out that our department is 40% smaller than was in 2019, something I've talked about a lot, something the two of us have talked about a lot. So as you look at these numbers, living not far from Minneapolis and your decades in police work, when you hear these numbers, understanding the circumstances, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that with respect to the low clearance rates, with respect to the sexual assault cases, which is, you know, 1 in 1A to homicide, is that it's a matter of personnel. And it is a matter of being able to dispose of these cases. And in order to do that, you have to have the personnel to investigate them. And so on that one, I guess I'm not going to hold their feet to the fire on that, because I know, and we've all been there, that they are doing the best they can with what they have, honest to goodness. And I know that that's little consolation to the victims and the families of the victims, but they're doing the best they can with what they have. And you have to also understand, Chad, that this goes in concert with the prosecuting attorney's office, and I don't even want to go there. I'm not.
You have many times before now.
I know, but it goes in concert with them, and so as a law enforcement agency, you have to bring them something to work with, and then they determine what or what they aren't going to prosecute or how far they're going to go. If that makes any sense.
Yep. Do you think Brian O'Hara, whose contract is up next year, should continue as the Minneapolis police chief?
Oh, man. Chad, am I even qualified to make that kind
yes,
of
you are.
An assessment?
Yeah. I mean, if anybody is, if any person I know, you're the number one person I go to. You're immensely well-respected in this town. You're a former police chief of one of the biggest cities in this state. You don't live far from Minneapolis. You consume the news closely. From what you know about the situation, what do you think?
I think that Chief O'Hara has done a great job, and I was skeptical when he first started knowing what he was inheriting. And so the long answer, or the short answer, now that I've made it longer, is I do hope that he stays, because he has done a whole lot with a little, if that makes any sense to
yep.
you.
Yes.
He has restored the luster with the Minneapolis Police Department, especially coming in after, you know, the whole George Floyd murder mm-hmm. and all that mess. And he has hung in there like a trooper, like a soldier. And I hope he stays. Now, if you ask me if I think he will, I don't. But that's just me speculating.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to follow up
personally.
Why do you think he will not stay if offered the opportunity?
Just as a citizen, because I think he's gotten them to the place where it might be time. Chad, you have to remember, when you're sitting in that chair, you age in dog years. And so, you know, his family is still in New Jersey. If my information is correct.
Yes, that's right.
And it may just be time for him to just say, all right, I've done what I can do here, and let me hand this over to someone else. I've left it better, as my mom and my grandmother used to say, Chad, leave it better than you found it. And I think he has done that. And so if he does leave, he would be justified in saying that, you know what, I left it better than I found it, and so now it's somebody else's turn. But that's conjecture on my part.
I get it. But a man has lived it every single day. Larry Anderson with us, the former St. Cloud police chief. Let's come back after a short pause. This weekend was 10 years after the death and the controversial killing and no charges in the death of Jamar Clark. His family still raises this story, so do a number of activists. And also, speaking of MPD, lack of cooperation with the auditor. What does Blair think of that? Back with a tremendous guest, Blair Anderson, in moments on CCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Great. This is so good. Back with Larry Anderson. Okay, here's another MPD story. They now are ordering their officers to cooperate with the city's auditor when they have not received the cooperation they want in two high-profile cases. Last month, the city auditor, Robert Timmerman, expressed frustration in a public meeting about the police department's resistance and delays to the investigation of these two matters. It's incredibly frustrating. We are not getting participation from MPD. Delays are part of the reason why the estimate costs to contract an outside law firm to assist with the investigation has doubled from $90,000 to $20,000. The city spokesman said a statement following Timmerman's complaints that it's unfortunate that the concerns have escalated to the public presentation when this situation could have been avoided. A spokesman for the police department said in the future, it's our hope the auditor will work with the commissioner and chief from the beginning to ensure expectations are clearly communicated. Okay. What about this? Because you've observed this, you've lived this, when they're overseeing and looking at cases where a lot of people, those involved in the cases, the media are investigating them. There's a reason why we have an overview apparatus, and there's still a lot of people, fairly or not, chief, who are going to want to believe, well, the police are inclined to protect themselves, and they don't cooperate as much as some outside observers believe they should.
Oh, okay, Chad, so what's your question? I'm sorry, please. Tell me your question. If I'm understanding you right, I guess my answer would be, and shame on me for asking you to ask the question and then trying to answer it without, but what's the question?
Well, I think this is another one of those cases where a lot of people look at this and say, shouldn't this be an automatic, where the police are automatically cooperating with an auditor who is reviewing two cases, and now the police department is saying, I wish we would have handled this differently, but the auditor is giving examples where they have not cooperated. And the feeling that a lot of people, fair or not, have when they see police investigations, a lot of reason why they're outside departments looking at it is, will the police truly open up themselves to investigation, or often are they reluctant because they feel like outside individuals don't understand the job well enough?
All right. So my answer is two parts, Chad. Yes, they absolutely should be cooperating with whomever asks, whether it's an auditor, a citizen, the media, whomever. The other part to that question, Chad, is that, you know, we are required to submit data to the FBI every year so that we can get accurate crime statistics and percentages on things like that. So if that makes any sense. And so if it's a matter of them not cooperating with the auditor, I'm not a fan of that, because transparency leads to confidence from your community, because they deserve to have the answers.
Well, can I jump in? I'll give an example within the story.
Yes.
Timmerman has said his office reached out to an investigator in August who responded positively first, but within less than a week, it was clear this person was starting to get coached by the Police Officers Federation. Again, that's Timmerman's view. One of the emails the auditor received from a police investigator asked, could I be subject to discipline if you believe that any answer I provide is incomplete or untruthful? Timmerman said he found the email alarming. He should find that alarming, right?
He should. He should. But let's go here, Chad. For a long time, and it's been something that I'm not talking out of school. I've spoken about before, is that the federations and larger police departments are very powerful.
Yes,
and
they are.
For a long time, they are the ones, and let's just call it what it is. Sometimes they are the ones who are running the police department. And so the federation is basically a union. And if you don't get control of the union, they will control you. And I learned that as an administrator. And so when you get them involved, and we do have rights as police officers, there's the Minnesota is one of the greatest states in the union with respect to, we have a police officer's bill of rights. And so if you're being advised by your union to not, I don't want to say not cooperate, but to not answer specific questions at a specific time, it may look like you're trying to cover something up.
I got to jump in, Blair.
May or may not be the case.
I got a minute left. We've just had too much material.
Okay.
On Jamar Clark, it was 10 years ago Saturday that he was killed, and a lot of controversy about it. Do you think we know enough information about that even 10 years later in the decision not to file charges?
Yeah, we know more than enough. Listen. That led to a whole bunch of mess, Chad, and I won't go on and on and on, but at the end of the day, his DNA was on an officer's weapon that he was involved in a physical altercation with, and the officer's partner shot him, but the story came out that he was shot after he was handcuffed, which was a lie. And that led to the 18 or 14-day siege of the 4th Precinct.
Yep.
And yeah, and that was all based on a lie. And we went through that in St. Cloud. I won't go through all of that, but yeah, no. Jamar Clark, and no disrespect to his family, but he should not be a martyr.
I gotta jump in on that one, Blair. I'm reminded how great you are. Thank you so much. Just running out of time. Have an awesome day, my friend.
All right, you as well.
Let me just go up to 50.
Oh, 35. You can
35, I can do it. Yeah, we ended up Because we had so much to get to, and we've already blown 2 minutes in the next hour. So I wish I could go longer with Blair, but we're a company that makes money. Commercials are a part of it. Here's an example.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.